Hi, this is Dominique from Larntz.com, and today I am reviewing a seminar I attended yesterday, which was fantastic. It was called Tools for Thriving in a Chaotic World, and it was given by the Soaring Eagle Institute here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is a great place. I've taken seminars with them before, but this one was run by Shauna Rampley, and she really has a pitch-perfect presenting style. So if you get a chance to take a seminar with her, it's highly recommended. I was sort of trying to find, you know, something that would give me pause, like sometimes a presenter can be overly confident, overly exuberant, any sort of thing like that. Sometimes a presenter can be underly exuberant so that you're trying to stay awake all day, and neither was true. Shauna's presenting style and ability to teach and facilitate was kind of really above the fray and really worked for me. For some reason, I took in information in a way that I don't usually. So if you're looking for someone who has the goods to help you transform your communication with the stakeholders in your life to become, you know, just ever more wonderful, then Shauna Rampley is that person, and Soaring Eagle Institute is where you can contact her and hopefully take a seminar with her. Now on to what the seminar was all about. The subtitle for this seminar was Working More Effectively with Stakeholders, and you know, that's business ease, you know, all the people that are affected by what you do, people with whom you have joint goals and ambitions, and anybody who's affected by what you do. But on a personal level too, communication skills are just imperative for happy, joyful, fun relationships. So at the end of this review, I'll give you my favorite quotes from the seminar, but I just want to describe what happened a little bit. First of all, the Soaring Eagle Institute and Shauna sent me a pre-seminar worksheet, and I was already learning because I filled this out a couple nights before the seminar, and I kind of went, well, first of all, I'm really happy because I didn't have any big major communication problem. What I had to work on was I think it's still major because it linked back to everything in my past, but what I had to work on was relatively minor considering other times in life. And so first of all, I just had a deep appreciation for being a basically happy person. And then also, as I was going through only about four or five questions on this pre-seminar worksheet, I really started to learn already. It was like I was almost teaching myself, and I was able to sort of grok, to put it in a Heinlein phrase. I was able to understand and absorb my part in things even before I got to the seminar, and what maybe I can be doing better, because of course we can't control anybody else, but if we can, control is the wrong word, but if we can pay attention to where we're at and just become ever more skillful in how we respond, then life gets better and better. So I just wanted to make that point that the learning started before before I even, you know, got ready and got dressed to go to the seminar. So when you go to one of these Soaring Eagle seminars, what you can expect is that you'll be there from 9 till about 4, and you don't have to figure out how you're going to get lunch or anything. That's all included. And so you can sit and meet the people who you're in the seminar with and enjoy their company. It's at a nice, you know, venue, so it's very comfortable. It's very accessible if there are any accessibility issues that you may have. And when you get to the seminar, she started out talking about sort of this study that was done on what military leaders need nowadays in life, and two things came up, adaptability and self-awareness. And so that sounded pretty good to me. I know that one of the definitions I've heard in the past of intelligence is centered around adaptability and human adaptability. So for the rest of the seminar, we focused on a couple of models that Shauna came up with. One was called the horizon of experience, and the other was called the self-responsibility path. And we really talked about how to get on that self-responsibility path and what under-responsibility and over-responsibility look like. So as a result, I'm already feeling less responsible. So that means not that I'll act less responsibly, but that I think I'll take on less responsibility emotionally for many of my relationships in life. Although most of us are probably all over the whole arena of responsibility. So in some ways we're not as responsible as others. In other ways, we're overly responsible and therefore drawing to us underly responsible people. So, as promised, let me give you a few quotes from the seminar that I wrote down that I really liked. First of all, it's important for me to own my own response. Secondly, feelings are an inside job. Third, it's fundamental to know we cannot fix people. And also, if you changed, would it feel better for you? So that got to me because I often want other people to change, but I realized if I change how I respond when I don't like what someone does, that actually would feel better for me. So, and then the last quote and the thing that I'll close this review on, it's from one of the participants in the seminar, not from the facilitator. And that is, of course, the quote, "Clowns are creepy." So I will leave you there. Again, it's Soaring Eagle Institute, who runs Thriving in a Chaotic World, and they're at SoaringEagleInstitute.com. This is Dominique from Lawrence Enterprises, signing off.